This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The number of firearm discoveries in luggage made by TSA at Denver International Airport in 2024 fell by 10 to 166 weapons. That reflects a national trend of fewer gun discoveries in carry-on bags. Atlanta had the most, with more than 400 last year, and Dallas, Houston, and Phoenix also topped the list. Denver is the nation's third busiest airport, but placed sixth for guns found in bags. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett questioned President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today. The spirited exchange focused on tax policy. Trump and Republicans in Congress want to extend tax cuts from his first term. Bennett argued those cuts increased the debt and primarily benefited the wealthy.
Can't we think of a better idea in this, the halls here, than cutting taxes for the wealthiest people and expecting that it will trickle down to everybody else?
Bessent disagreed with Bennett's characterization of the tax cuts. He argued the government has a spending problem. A bill that lays out plans for voter-approved law enforcement funding will go before the State Joint Budget Committee this session. The $350 million will be used to address staffing issues at local law enforcement agencies across Colorado. State Senator Barb Kirkmeyer expects the funds to be distributed over a 10-year period.
I'm anticipating and hoping that we can get it to where it would be at least $35 million that would go through that direct distribution formula out on an annual basis.
The law enforcement funding comes as lawmakers must find nearly $700 million in savings to balance next year's budget. This is CPR News.